The FBI chief weighs in on Lisa Brady, Fox News. Director Christopher Wray responding to questions about the handling of classified information and whether the White House system of tracking them is broken after President Biden, former President Trump, and former Vice President Mike Pence were all found to have documents.
People need to be conscious of the rules regarding classified information and appropriate handling of them. Those rules are there for a reason.
Wray says it's unfortunate these investigations are now a regular part of the government's work. He spoke alongside the U.S. Attorney General announcing the disruption of a ransomware group, Hive, accused of targeting hundreds of victims around the world, including hospitals, school districts, and infrastructure. The FBI penetrating the group's networks and capturing its decryption keys, thwarting more than $130 million in ransom demands. He was the first officer on the scene from the Colleton County Sheriff's Office when Alec Murdaugh's wife and son were killed in South Carolina. Now, he's the first witness at Murdaugh's murder trial.
The sergeant describes the victim's injuries in gruesome detail. He said Murdaugh appeared to be crying, but there were no visible tears. Sergeant Daniel Green says without prompting, Murdaugh offered an explanation for the crime.
Did Mr. Murdaugh give you any possible explanation for this when you approached him?
His immediate reaction was to start telling me about an incident that had happened with his son. With a boating accident.
The Murdaugh family faced a lawsuit over an accident in which son Paul was allegedly intoxicated when he crashed a boat, causing the death of a 19-year-old passenger. It was just one of many mounting financial and legal problems that prosecutors say led Murdaugh to kill his wife and son in an effort to create a distraction.
Fox's Jonathan Sary. The defense says prosecutors are trying to prove their own preconceived notions. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Iran has enough uranium to build several nuclear weapons. That warning from the head of the UN's nuclear watchdog.
Iran says its nuclear program is purely for peace, but this warning from the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency shows how high the stakes are. While analysts believed Iran had enough enriched uranium to build a single nuclear weapon, Rafael Grossi says it's clear the country now has a lot more than that. Talks on restoring the Obama-era nuclear deal collapsed in August. The US government says Tehran's brutal crackdown on protesters is one thing keeping negotiations off the table. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
An Israeli raid in the West Bank leaves at least 9 Palestinians dead, including a 61-year-old woman, the deadliest single operation in the territory in 2 decades. Israel says the raid was aimed at Palestinian militants in the Jenin refugee camp to prevent future attacks on Israelis. The Palestinian Authority now says it will stop security cooperation with Israel, which has happened before. Another high-profile Democrat is jumping into a California Senate race that so far has a Democratic incumbent.
Congressman Adam Schiff, a former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, has announced a 2024 Senate bid. Schiff is the second House Democrat to get into the race after Katie Porter announced earlier this month. Senate Democrat Dianne Feinstein is up for re-election next year and so far has not indicated whether or not she'll seek another term. Feinstein turns 90 years old later this year and has served in the Senate since 1992.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. The president heads to Virginia to talk about the economy today as a debt limit and spending debate led by House Republicans heats up. Some better than expected economic growth at the end of last year, 2.9%, though slower than the third quarter, raising hopes on Wall Street the Fed will cool its rate hikes. Right now, the Dow's up 37 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.